I think there's always going to be that pressure, but I think that, you know, when you get together, you know, a great director and an amazing cast and an amazing crew, and Sam sort of steered everybody in the right way, we felt like we were just trying to make the best Bond film we could. I mean, that's always, I know that sounds simplistic, but that really is the deal. I think Sam has done an exceptional job. And it was, it's down to a lot of things. I mean, you know, and an awful lot of people, but having a good script really helps, and that's where we started.
But everyone has an idea of what makes that best Bond film, the ingredients of a Bond film. Do you sit there before when you're thinking about it and say, we need a bit of this, we need a bit of that?
Yeah, and that happens all the way through. I mean, we don't stop, you know, we don't stop thinking about that until we finish shooting, even till in the editing process. I mean, you know, down to things like the music and when we think we can get the Bond theme back in, and, you know, all of that. So that literally is a continual process.
It's Britain's greatest ever movie export, isn't it, the franchise?
I think it's the greatest movie export ever. I don't hyperbole, but it's like, it's 50 years, it's the longest running franchise.
But there's a sense of it coming back to Britain in this movie, that the huge chunk of it is set in London. Was that important to bring it home in many respects?
It was a happy accident that's the way it happened. I mean, we decided we wanted to shoot in London. Sam was very keen. It's, you know, it's ironically, it's his first British movie. You know, he's only ever shot abroad. But one of the toughest things about shooting in London is you don't get permission, because it costs so much money to close the streets down. It's a very, very busy city. So somehow Bond opened a few doors and we got to close down Whitehall, and you can see Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament in the background, and he used the London Underground. So we got a huge amount of help from like Westminster and London Underground. And I think it makes it very British, but it also plays on the themes in the movie about coming home.
Sam obviously has a theatrical background, and this is perhaps the most human Bond movie we've seen, to the extent that the main protagonists have real backstories behind them. Was that Sam's idea, your idea? Was that going back to what Fleming originally
was? I think it was all our idea. It was certainly it was something I really wanted to happen. I just wanted depth. I think that great action movies are only improved by having a good plot and good characters, and if you invest in them and you feel for them, when the explosions start happening, you feel that much more. And having Sam there allowed me certainly to relax and enjoy the part a lot more, and try and explore it and try and kind of get more Bond in there and do all those things.
You've signed on for another two, haven't you? Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Can the franchise, obviously this is the 50th anniversary, can the franchise go on for another 50? Has it got?
Not with me, it can't. But yeah, I'd hope so. Yeah, I mean, really, I would be, you know, it'd be wonderful if it could last a lot longer. And then we can keep, I mean, what they've always done, the Broccoli family have always tried to make the biggest, best movies they can, and they continue to do that.
So the franchise got legs, but perhaps you haven't after the next two.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just inevitable, isn't it?